This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. So we all have money stories from when we were kids, and how our parents handled the family finances really shapes what we do now with our own money. So here's where we like to turn the mic over. Today, an indie rocker shares her memories.
I'm Eleanor Friedberger. I'm 37 years old, and I live in New York. My parents split up when I was about 8 or 9 years old. They approached money pretty differently, the two of them. And I think that probably was part of the reason why they stopped getting along. But I can remember, you know, the arguments my parents would have would be about, like, credit card bills. And as a result, I don't buy anything on a credit card. I never wanted to have that feeling, that sinking sort of, like, that I owed somebody something. It's a horrible feeling. My dad, I mean, he would be the first to admit, you know, he's very stingy. Once he had his own household, the heat was at the absolute minimum. We were freezing all the time. My mother's parents would come over to our house and bring, like, you know, 3 sweaters. He was a cheap guy, you know. I think some of my friends might describe me that way, too. I mean, I'd like to say frugal, but very sensible when it comes to money. But, you know, I like to splurge once in a while, too, and I probably get that from my mother. I think my mother was a little bit more spoiled. I don't go to Barney's and buy a $500 dress. I'll go to a vintage store and buy a $100 dress or an $80 dress. I don't need it because I have 100 other dresses, you know. And then I'll think, oh, I'm just like my mother. You have to be comfortable with not knowing when you're going to get paid next. You know, after December 20th, I don't know what I'm doing. It's very hard to plan your life in any sort of reasonable way when you don't have steady income, and I do not have steady income. So I've had great years, and I've had bad years, and I've had okay years, and I've had mostly years that I just get by, which is good enough, considering I get to do something pretty great.
You live.